What's the name of this podcast again? It's been such a long time,
Man. What is the name of this podcast
What's the name
again?
Of this?
Yeah, we're Double Dash. What are you talking about, man?
I mean, we are Double Dash. It's a Double Dash podcast.
It's super the Double Dash podcast. What's going on, everybody? We're back.
It's us. Yes.
I can't believe we're back. I mean, you know what? I can't believe it. Almost on the anniversary of the first one.
We're back and bigger than ever, and the cops are already on their way
to stop us. Lock the windows, lock the door.
You wanted it, but society didn't.
But you know,
here are the costs.
Anyway. Yeah, it's paying the cost to be the boss. I hope Rick Ross is doing all right. But
I hope so too.
We're back.
But who are you? Who are you though? You know, haven't heard your voice in a podcast form in a while.
All right, it's me. I'm Brigard. Double Dash. I don't know. I'm Brigard. My Twitter is at Brogod, BROGAWD _. And I mean, Honcho here, Double Dash. I'm pointing the buttons, directions, just doing this shit. Uh-huh. We're all big boss here, though.
Yeah, Quavo over here.
Hey, we're all big boss. No, we're all big boss. Big snake.
Big snakes, snakes in the grass, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, plural, you too, but go ahead.
You know, it's me, it's that guy, it's that boy, you already know who it is, it's Antonio, here, Double Dash Podcast, we in it, we been in it, we left it for a bit, but you know what, we still own it, so we right back here.
Exactly. What's been going on? Why such the hiatus for podcasts anyway? Well, we started our YouTube channel. If you listened to the first podcast we made, we were telling you guys we might make a channel, and then we made one.
Oh.
And we did, didn't we?
Oh. I thought that we made the YouTube channel first and then we started the podcast.
Yeah, but like we weren't consistent enough, so we didn't tell people to follow it yet, remember?
Oh, right.
They were probably super wrong. We don't check facts here either. So,
But now we're fire.
Exactly. Yeah, we started the channel, and we wanted to make it as consistent as possible because we know we could always come back to this. So, in turn, we're back, and that means you can go follow the YouTube channel at Double Dash Arcade, and you can subscribe here, too, because we're back. Do we have a schedule yet? I don't know if we have a schedule yet, but these will come more frequently than they had in the past year, rather than none at all. So we're back. The YouTube channel is up and going. Uploads every Tuesday and Thursday and Saturday and Sunday some days. So if you like gaming, comedy, or just us talking, it's not that interesting, but I'm lying. We're pretty cool.
You should definitely check us out.
We're there. Go find us.
I mean, if I were to, you know, if I was someone who is recommending Double Dash as a channel to people, you know, some videos I might want to check out would be like, you know, our Mario Party 10 Let's Plays.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Mario Party stupid.
It's very, it's, man.
That's just
I'm
salt.
The greatest Mario Party player of all time.
Our Mario Kart video, our Injustice video, our.
Oh, that's very good.
What else? Dive Kick.
Dive Kick. Yep.
Yeah, and then we got some playthroughs up there, some games you may have heard of or may not have heard of, and that just makes it more fun because you might want to play that game too. So,
definitely check out Among the Sleep if you're trying to get a little spooky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Antonio's all about the spooks.
No, I'm not. Because you guys will see if you watch the videos. You know, I'm not really about that spook, especially when you know certain people kind of set you up, but you guys can check out the video and find out what that's about.
So those are just some stuff we put on the channel. If you have any ideas for what we should play or what we should do on the channel, please hit our line on Twitter. We want people to talk to us. We'll listen. We're here. Mm-hmm. We're here for you guys. So if you
DM's
have any questions
always open.
Too, yeah, DM's always open. Yes, says Antonio. me too. If you guys have any questions any questions for the podcast, we're free to answer any questions. As we do this more consistently, we'll probably open up an email for any questions from anyone that has any specific questions, and we'll answer them on the podcast. Mm-hmm. But, anything else about the channel? Share the videos if you like them too.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, always give that like, that fair, and that subscribe. But you know, it's also important showing your friends about this good stuff, that good media.
Yeah.
That good top 10 media. That Double Dash.
Don't be stingy like us. Share it with your friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We tell no one. We don't tell anyone anything.
We don't. We're really stingy. That's why we made this channel. It's probably from the guilt of not sharing for years. But yeah, without further ado, we're back. And you want to start with the first topic, man? Or you want me to start?
First? You can start.
All right, I have the docket up. Yeah. So let's start with the entertainment news. We're going to do like a pseudo summary of the year and just most recent stuff right now. And then as we progress to more podcasts, we'll be more specific within the framework of the time of the last podcast. But we got to start talking about it because it's the best thing out right now. We're almost to $1 billion right now. It's really lit to be black right now, even though it is to be lit to be black person every day. However, Black Panther was fired. It was
Wakanda.
Fire.
Wakanda.
Big shot. What are you? That movie was so cold. Wakanda.
Welcome.
Big shot.
Hold up. Where?
Peanut butter insets.
No.
Outside. Cocaine white body look like Gentiles. Gentiles.
The day before it came out, because you know, if you rock it with me, exclusives.
Oh man.
But I saw it. I saw the weekend it premiered with a few friends, and the theater was full, and that was one of my favorite movies to see in theaters ever. And I saw Get Out when it came out too. It was amazing. I don't know what to say. Also, if you haven't seen it, slight spoilers after this point, so if you want to skip it.
To avoid spoilers for Black Panther, skip to 1704.
It was awesome. I mean, it was awesome. I love the movie, from the whole cast being just amazing. I know, like, as you know, as African Americans, we want representation always to be in culture because we are almost all culture. But it was just awesome to see just like strong characters be strong for who they are and just do cool stuff. Like all the female characters, I would look at my little sister. I think about my little sister and I'm like, oh, you could be any one of those characters, from Smart Shuri to Strong Okoye. Man, we out. Super Spy Lupita was in that joint. Man, it was just dope to see. Like, it was just awesome. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, I was just, because Marvel did a really good, Ryan Coogler did an amazing job really setting up a world that was barely described at all in the Marvel Universe. I guess it's not rivaled by, but Doctor Strange also did this well, where like, we always talk about this in the Marvel movies about like, yeah, Wakanda's over there, but we really didn't get into the world of Wakanda, and this movie really fleshed it out into a whole thing. So when now it's referenced to for any other movies moving forward, there's always a reference point of this is what happens in Wakanda. You know, this is how they move around. This is what they chose to do. It was awesome. I loved it from just everything. I don't know. Go ahead, Antonio. We can talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, after seeing the movie, there's so many great things about it, but it's just like, it's hard to pinpoint everything straight down. Yeah. For one thing, we get Eric Killmonger.
Cool,
My boy Eric Killmonger as a villain.
Our boy Michael B. Jordan.
Our boy Michael B. Jordan, the cut. That's Eric Killmonger. Yeah. Probably one of my favorite Marvel villains, like as far as the movies go so far. Just because this is an actual character who is saying certain things. They could be like, okay. I hear what he's selling.
Yeah.
I hear what he's selling.
Mm-hmm.
You might not be going at it with the best way possible, but the points that he's making are very relevant. So I thoroughly enjoyed him as a villain. What else would I say I liked about this movie? The cast was great. And then, you know, I mean, the soundtrack within the movie, the score was fire. Great. Great.
Hey, shout out Ludwig Göransson one time, because I trusted him from the beginning. He works with Childish Gambino, Chance, and he also did the movie Creed and some other movies. When they announced him for being the composer, I had no doubt he was gonna go crazy, and like he did. If you follow him on Instagram, he does like behind the shoots of when he started making like the sounds for the music. He went to Africa, into different tribes and villages, and like worked with African musicians. It was pretty tight. But shout out Ludwig one time.
And yeah, shout out to Ludwig. But then we got another soundtrack. We have the Black Panther soundtrack, man.
Shout out Kendrick. What kind? Shout out, man. Kendrick is amazing.
Everybody failed. It was just all good. Man.
I love you, Georgia Smith. Georgia Smith sung "I Am." I love you, Georgia. We should get together one sometime.
Hopefully Nardwar hears that and he's like, "Oh, Bergard, I heard you like George Smith. Here's the vinyl."
Nardwar.
Paramedic.
Paramedics fire. Shout out SOB RBE one time from Oakland, just like Ryan Cooler. They're super good. We'll talk about them later, but yeah, Paramedics fire.
And then La Di Da Di Da.
It's my movie now. Pass me some syrup.
La Di Da Di Da. Oh my god.
The best part of that song is that it is licensed under a Disney product. So Future has a verse on a Disney product about him getting something in the car. Yo, are you serious? He getting money.
So when is Future gonna be like gonna take MCU? Sora's spot? No, I'm gonna say Sora's spot in Kingdom Hearts. When is Future gonna be the one who reconnects Kingdom Hearts?
I need Riku to take off his mask and it's Future.
Oh, dude.
He's been lost in the dirty this whole time.
He had the power of the Black Panther stripped away from him.
Just stripped away. That's what they were giving. That's what they was giving him. It wasn't no flower plant. He was giving him some syrup.
Yeah, man. But
that's why soundtrack. That's why when you, that's why when you sang it, when you drank it, you went under. You saw some stuff. But yeah, soundtrack is really, really good. Mm-hmm. Highly recommended.
Beautiful movie. Beautiful movie in general.
Yeah, amazing. If you haven't seen it, please go see it. I want to see it again, actually, and I'm going to probably buy the DVD. It just made me feel good. Like I can't describe it other than leaving the movie sincerely feeling good, like just feeling good, like just to be who I am and to have it so represented on the screen. I don't want to say it's the best song, but I do want to say it's the best song. All the Stars with SZA and Kendrick. You might, I don't know if you might not hear it before you watch the movie, but after you watch that movie, every time you hear that movie, you're going to get emotional. That, like, that song, it's the last song at the end before the credits roll. And honestly, like, I didn't know it would do that to me, but as the movie ended and that played, I just wanted to sit there and just be a child. Like, it felt so good to just be black. I don't know what else to say. You know, I hope everyone was represented in some part or fashion. I hope everyone felt empowered by watching it, because it was good to see us on the screen. You know, shout out Chadwick, because, you know, he plays every black figure, but who knew that his most important role would be a superhero, you know? So, yeah, beautiful movie, honestly. Just amazing.
Yeah.
Anything else? All right.
Nah, man, that's amazing. That's pretty good. If you can leave it there, it's amazing. Go see it. Yeah.
It's still in theaters as of this recording, so go watch it if you haven't. Moving on, looking at the docket, Atlanta season 2 premiered this Thursday. You know, I just don't know when the recording was recorded, but yeah, Thursday, I just saw it. It was good, really good. Atlanta's the best show on television right now. Honestly, without a doubt. If we're leaving HBO and all that stuff out, Atlanta is the best television show on TV right now. When it's on, everyone is watching it. Yeah, it's the black surrealism is just amazing. I'm not going to spoil anything about it because it just came out. But really good episode, good continuation from the first episode, from the first season, and you're back in it. Like, it's not. There's just something about Atlanta that's just so real, yet it's almost too real because, like, you know this is happening. You know?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's like the situations can be pretty relatable, but they're so out there that, like, you're like, this can't really be happening. You're like, oh shit, that happened to me, or something similar like that happened. It's a really relatable show.
Yeah. Donald did it again, honestly. But everyone on that show is amazing, from Lakeith to what's his name? Paperboy. I'm blanking on his name right now. I love him too. But yeah, just really good. If you haven't, it comes on Thursdays around at 9 Central Time. So you can figure out your time zone from there. But definitely a good watch. Highly recommend it if you haven't seen it. And if you did watch it, get back to me. Let me know how right I was when you talk about Atlanta. But other than that, cool. Moving on. Westworld Season 2 was announced. Now, I know I just said Atlanta was the best show on television. But if we're widening the HBO Showtime, you know, Westworld is amazing. I thought I had a low attention span, but there's something about Westworld where you think maybe it's dropping off, or I don't know how to describe it. It's like T-ball, because they're throwing the ball so low, you're like, this is kind of getting boring. I don't know if I like this, or this is kind of just, there's nothing. But then they just throw a pitch so fire, and when you hit the ball, it doesn't just go out of the stadium, it goes into outer space. And then you're not only questioning how they threw that ball so hard, but you're also questioning how you connected the dots so easily and realized that you've been paying attention this whole... It's so good. It's just so good. And they just put out the Season 2 trailer. If you have not seen Westworld, please do me a favor. Go watch Westworld. It's amazing. It is amazing. Tonio, tell them how good Westworld is.
Okay, so... Westwood. Oh my God.
Westwood.
Westworld's pretty good. Yeah, Tim Westwood TV. Westworld is pretty good. I can't lie, I am not fully caught up with the show, but from what I've seen, it's been amazing, and there are a lot of twists and turns. Only, I think I was almost, I might have been midway or maybe a little bit past midway.
You're on episode 7.
Wow. Mm-hmm. On episode 7. There's a lot of twists, and I enjoy the characters, and there's always more things added that keep my interest, like, throughout the
layers.
Story.
There's just so many layers.
Yeah, there's layers to it, and they have Anthony Hopkins.
That's yes.
Who's always been, I don't know, he played Hannibal Lecter and stuff. Well, I always thought was a pretty interesting actor, and I've seen in other movies. He's cool, and I'm still, I still am confused about who he really is, or, all this is, all he's done, since he is, the creator guy behind most of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really interested in all that, and I want to learn more about it, so I definitely have to catch up on Westworld before Season 2 comes out.
Yeah, definitely. I believe it premieres in April, so, yeah, it's pretty soon. Who else is in it? Tessa Thompson, also another love of my life. I love you, Tessa. Is also on that too. So a lot of familiar faces. Really well produced. Looks really appealing from the eye. Just keep going. It's only 10 episodes, so even if you think you're not going to feel anything, just keep going. I'm telling you, it's so satisfactory and well worth your time. Hey, Antonio knows I wouldn't be telling you about something if it wasn't cold, so... Please go watch Westworld.
It's pretty true. His consistency rating is pretty high.
It's pretty disgustingly high. So, yeah, go watch Westworld. Season 2 premieres in April, so we'll be watching for sure. I'll be watching. All right. Continuing on. Avengers was pushed up thanks to Tony Stark. Remember, Tony Stark is the one that did that. But the... Infinity War Twitter was saying, "Hey guys, you guys excited for Infinity War?" And then Robert Downey Jr. is like, "Yo, could I see that? Could I see it earlier with my friends?" And they're like, "Sure, bud," because obviously he's in the movie, so no one cared at that point. Because they're like, "Yeah, of course you can watch the movie you were in." And then he's like, "What about some of my other friends?" And then they're like, "Yeah, you mean everybody else? Yeah, why not?" And then they pushed it up a week early, or two. It was May 4th, and now it's the 27th. It's a week, so yeah, it's April 27th now, I believe. Yeah. So I need that ticket as soon as possible. They pushed it up though. That's crazy. I think they're reacting to Black Panther, because I think they're seeing the money with it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was going to make the money on May 4th anyway, but with Black Panther closely getting to $1 billion in worldwide sales, I think this is a direct response into Black Panther doing so well, because we want to see it. This was the last movie before Infinity War. We want to see how this goes. Also, this is just a question, if you know or not. Is Infinity War two movies now still, or did they change that?
Yeah, it's still two movies. The next one comes out like
next year, right?
May 4th next year.
Okay, but yeah, they're realizing we want to see this now. So I don't know. I feel like that's a direct response to Black Panther, but I think that's super exciting. Go ahead, Antonio.
Yeah, always amped up for the Avengers. Hopefully, because a lot of these, like, I'm just gonna say, in my opinion, a lot of the Avengers movies, at least for me, it's just like I go see it in theaters, and then you know, the story kind of slips away from me until like the next one. So yeah. I hope this one like really keeps me in there, and if it doesn't, you know. You got Infinity War Part 2 coming out next year, so we're going to be in that jam as well, because always ready to go see the Avenger movies. And, you know, people might die. So
yeah, people. No, people are dying.
People are going to die.
People are going to die. I think
I'm just hoping that, you know, certain characters who we may have just recently met don't die.
Black Panther ain't dying.
I'm not saying Black Panther's gonna die, but I mean, I don't know, man.
Nobody from Wakanda is dying that already.
Oh, dude, I can see at least one person dying. I'm gonna be so sad no matter who it is, but I can see one person dying.
I'll protect them. That's what it takes. For Wakanda anything. What are you talking about?
Yeah, there it is. For Wakanda anything.
Shit, man. Everybody else lived a good life. I'm trying to see us go. Prosper, please. I don't think they can drop the ball with this. Age of Ultron. I don't think Ultron had the same destructive power as Thanos, but he had the same killing power. I feel like they really dropped the ball with that one, so I think they're going to learn from that Age of Ultron and actually do some good here, because I don't really care for Age of Ultron. Winter Soldier's better, honestly.
Yeah.
So is Civil War, and so is the First Avengers, so yeah. I think they're going to be fine. This is probably going to be the biggest movie to date, honestly. It's gonna be kind of gross how fast this sells.
Yeah.
And if you see pre-order tickets, I would recommend buying them immediately, because I remember for even Black Panther, some people I know waited and they couldn't see the movie till 2 weeks from the release date because all of their like theaters were booked up. So yeah, I would definitely go get this Avengers ticket as soon as possible. This is a little small thing. One thing that Disney did not buy from Fox. The trailer for Venom came out, and I'm sure you saw
Venom.
It. Spider-Man. That's how he sells it. Every Spider-Man. Did you believe? No, that's just Electric Dude from Lava Girl, whatever. But Venom trailer came out, and Ed Hardy's in it. You guys don't know who Ed Hardy is.
Isn't that the guy who makes the shirts?
He's Bane from The Dark Knight Rises.
He make them shirts, don't he? With the rhinestones.
Not the good ones. Oh yeah, definitely. but he's Bane from that Dark Knight series with Christian Bale. Yeah, it's Christian Bale, right?
Is that Rises?
Yeah, Rises, but it's Christian Bale's Batman, right?
Yes, I believe so. Yes,
yes. But so I'm gonna give my impressions on the trailer. I mean, they ain't showed a suit, and that's what we all want to see. So kind of lukewarm on it, cause like I understand with an introductory movie that they have to start by talking about Eddie Brock, but. Mm-hmm. We just trying to see the suit, dog. That's the whole appeal of the movie. But from what I did see, it looked cool. I like the vibe to it. Even though Fox still owns Venom, who's the kid that plays Peter Parker?
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. They said he's going to be in the movie, so I think that's pretty cool. But I don't know in capacity because, like, right now, Spider-Man and Marvel is still in high school. And he doesn't work for the Bugle. And this is supposed to be Eddie Brock, right? In Venom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't Eddie Brock works for the Bugle, too? So I'm interested to see how they work with that. Maybe he'll, like, intern at the Bugle or something. But
it could. Yeah, it could be that.
I'm going to watch it anyway, regardless of how weird this trailer was. But we just want to see a suit. It comes out this year, too, which is good. This year is really good for superhero movies, too. But what do you think, Antonio?
I mean, you know, we've always been wanting, like, a real-ass, like, Venom movie for a while, ever since the, Tobey Maguire series. Mm-hmm. And so, I think, seeing as though the other one wasn't good, they have to do us right once. But you know what that makes me think of? The Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Because that never hit. But no. I think it'll probably be like a fine movie. And you know, Marvel's doing this weird thing where they're trying to make more darker movies, which I think is cool because you know they have the comedy knockdown. But you know they have wait. Is the New Mutants through Marvel or is it still through Sony?
New Mutants. I believe that was one of the things they did transfer to Disney. But I'll fact check as you continue talking.
Yeah. So. If it is the is that, if that is the case, they're still trying to is it? I'm super interested. Yeah, so Marvel's trying to take a more darker route.
It's still with Fox. They're still with Fox.
So it's still a Fox. Okay. Darker Marvel movies can be cool. I just hope they're done well because we've seen another you know famous comic brand that's been doing darker movies that hasn't been you know hitting it right. So hopefully we can get something good from this to help this Venom movie's cool because Venom's cool. Venom's super cool. Venom's super cool. I remember in the video game you would pick you up and lick your face and you'd be like, oh, wow, that's gross.
Yeah. I did like the tone of the trailer, though. I'll say that. Like, the darker tone, I did like it. Yeah. Like, I thought, I just wish they ended with the suit. But I understand why they didn't. It was a teaser.
Yeah. And, I mean, Venom isn't, like, a happy-go-lucky guy. Oh, I mean, in some iterations he can be, but generally he's supposed to be like the more Brutus bad guy. So him being like you know, like a Spider-Man, it wouldn't fit right. So getting someone darker is pretty cool.
Yeah, Eddie Brock. I mean, not Eddie Brock, but Tom Hardy's pretty good. I liked him what I've seen of him, so I trust it'll be fine. I'm gonna see it anyway. Like unless it's Fantastic Four bad, I'm gonna see it anyway. So,
yeah,
I'm pretty excited.
Silver Surfer's getting a movie too. By the way, that's a thing now.
We might as well just talk about that too. Then I don't really know about that. We're talking about the Silver Surfer movie that surfaced that is in production right now. You think he's worth a movie?
Silver Surfer had a cartoon that was okay.
I don't think he's worth a movie, G.
I mean,
cool though. I don't think. Go ahead.
It depends on how they, like, honestly make his personality work out. Because I think that's usually, like, the savior or the killer of superhero films. Because, I mean, when I first heard about Ant-Man, I still haven't seen Ant-Man, I'm not going to lie. I thought, I was like, oh, this is
Fire
probably
going to...
Yeah, you see, it's you say it's fire, but when I first heard, oh, Ant-Man's getting a movie, I'm like, this is gonna like, this sucks. This sounds awful. Why would we want an Ant-Man movie when there's all these other characters?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So I think it just honestly depends on how they approach the film. I think it can be a good movie, and it might surprise us, or it could be another bad movie, and you know, it'd be what we expected. But hopefully, it is. It's good. You know, hopefully, it's the former.
Yeah, I'm just the only thing I'm worried about it. The only reason I'm worried about it is because he's really cool. It's not. I'm not saying I'm not. I don't think he's worth the movie because he's not cool. He's super cool, but I'm not sure. But I mean, it was the same with Ant-Man. I'm worried that the things or the elements around him aren't noticeable or recognizable enough by the regular populace that they'll be disinterested from it. You know what I'm saying? Because when you think of Silver Surfer, you think of Fantastic Four. They're not going to put them in that movie.
No.
You think of Galactus if you are in there. And they could put Galactus in there, but he's not a household name. So it's going to really depend on, like you said, how good he is as a character. Because I know some people that didn't see Guardians of the Galaxy just because of non-recognizable things. And they still haven't seen it. So I'm worried about that because, like, like if you're listening to this podcast right now, or if you're me and Antonio or some of our friends, you don't even have to read comics, but you know a lot of inner workings about comics and stuff. So even if they're not interesting characters, you can still watch because you have good tertiary knowledge of the character and what he's about and the people around him. But if you're thinking about the populace and the regular people that aren't interested in this stuff, then that's kind of where a lot of movies suffer because if there's no face value besides Silver Surfer, then it might not do well, even if it
Well,
is good, you
yeah, I mean,
know.
I think it like because Guardians of the Galaxy was still a success, still.
Yes,
So,
Chris Pratt, though.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it depends on the story, honestly. The actors that they get in the film, probably the music too. That's like those are like the three big things if they want to like make this one really pop out. But in other cases, I don't know how we can. It all just depends on how, like, we'll see. When it comes out or we get like a trailer for it, then we'll know like, hey, this could be good or this could be bad. We can probably determine it by
Yeah,
then.
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think, and do you think, I don't know that much about Silver Surfer, but they do, is he ever shown non-metallic-y?
As far as I know,
Ever?
no, because he's like a cosmic
Me
being,
neither.
I believe.
Right,
So,
so casting is going to be interesting too because he's going to have to be like that all the time. So even like face value with character, with face value with actors isn't going to be the best selling point even for that situation either. So it's going to be very interesting how they go about casting for that guy too because he's always like that from what I notice.
Yeah, we'll see. That's we can track it up too. We'll see.
So I was just gonna talk about this real quick because I started
Okay.
watching it. I know Antonio hasn't seen it, but little towards the end of last year, during the winter, I started watching Blackish, and watch Blackish. I was under the assumption from an outside perspective it was corny and it wasn't good, but I watched it. That show is really, really good. Really, really good. Anthony Anderson. I love Tracee Ellis Ross. Also love Yara. Yara, if you listen to this, please hit my line.
Oh my God.
She plays Zoe on the show. They're all that just show's really good. I highly recommend it. And then they did a spin-off show with Yara's character when she goes to college, and it's called Grown-ish, and that's what I wanted to talk about. I started Grown-ish a couple weeks ago when it started, and I can say it's pretty good. It starts off a little shaky because you're not really sure how they're kind of orchestrating when you're supposed to know stuff about characters, but it's still really good. Yara's amazing. Who else? Who's the guy? Trevor Jackson's also in it. And Lucas Babbitt, which you probably don't know from acting, but he's around every artist that you like. So there's a couple face value there. It's good. Grown-ish is good. If you want something to watch, you don't have to watch Blackish to watch Grown-ish, but Blackish is all on Hulu, so if you want to just binge it, it's worth your time. I like Blackish a lot, but Grown-ish is pretty good. I still love you, Yara.
Oh my God. All right, so moving on to the gaming side.
Oh Lord.
There's this new fighting game. It's a new fighting game.
Yep. It's pretty new.
It's like, some people call it like the Marvel killer. Some might call it the savior of fighting games.
The savior.
It's called Dragon Ball FighterZ or Dragon Ball Fighters, depending on whichever you want to call it. But
yeah, talk about it.
It's a pretty good game. Is it one of my favorite fighting games? Yeah, for sure. Yes.
Ever?
Is it? But the big question is it like the best? Like for me, is it the best fighting game of all time?
It's looking like
it's,
it.
That's kind of looking it's like kind of pretty close, man.
So it's Dragon Ball FighterZ dropped.
Yes.
We've been blessed.
It's a gift.
Can the congregation say amen? We've been blessed with Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Hell Kame.
And nothing's the same.
No, nothing's been the same.
Hey! Nothing has been the same. Dragon Ball FighterZ dropped from Arc System Works. And if any time we talk about gaming, if you have any questions, please ask us. But we'll try to be as broad as possible. But Dragon Ball FighterZ dropped from Arc System Works, which are the creators of Blaze... No, not Blaze Blue, but Guilty Gear, which is a pretty popular fighting game. And they were given the Dragon Ball license, and last year, sometime during E3, which is last June, so in June, they premiered FighterZ, and everyone was like, "Yo, awesome, new Dragon Ball Z fighting game." And I'm sure regardless of where you're from, you've dabbled or seen a Dragon Ball fighting game before, and they're all flash, they're really cool, bright lights, whatever. But this is really cool. Why we're talking about it like this is because this fighting game is for the fighting game community in the sense that it gets competitive. It's a 3v3 fighting game. You pick three characters, you have an assist, all this stuff. There's a lot of mechanics, and it's one of the most intuitive, easy-to-play fighting games I've played in a long time, where a lot of the times what happens with fighting games, you see stuff and you want to do it, but the fighting game really doesn't give you a chance to like explore it unless you go deeper. So like watching videos, watching tournaments and stuff. But this game, you can literally see it, pick up the game, do it, get better at it, and then do some more cool stuff you can discover on your own. It's awesome. Talk, Antonio. Let's talk about it.
Recently it's probably been like my favorite fighting game to watch. Like if I'm going to be watching fighting games. It's probably going to be FighterZ on there. It's still really entertaining to watch as a game.
Yes. Because it looks like that's the thing. It can, even if you don't like fighting games, if you see this game, you want to watch it. It looks just like the show from a graphical standpoint to how the characters fight.
It's a Dragon Ball fan's like wet dream. It is magnificent. Oh my God. It's beautiful. Jeez. And, the crazy thing is, like, the character's going to keep coming, and I'm not going to confirm this, but I've heard that there's a season 2 planned with DLC characters already.
Already?
Already. That's what I heard. I'm not going
to
confirm
this. Ear to the streets.
It's just word from the streets is, see, there's going to be a season 2 of DLC characters.
In the East Streets.
Which is great. Coming soon. Bardock and Broly gonna be here. Gonna get the big man.
They just got announced.
And then you're gonna get the dad. Most of these like sand dads, at least Goku's side. Well, no, Gohan's a good dad. Gohan's a good dad.
Yo, what if they put Prince Vegeta in there?
Dude, his super is gonna be him turning into a fucking gorilla, the great ape. Somehow, just doing the mouth blast thing. It'll be great.
We could have a podcast on this game alone.
But yeah, visually, like it's just like looking at the game. It's just so beautiful, and
it's striking.
In regard, like hit the nail on the head by saying like it's so easy to get into that people can just pick it up and like figure things out pretty easily. And even if you just want, like, don't know how to play fighting games, you can literally just press buttons and things will happen. Like, mm-hmm. just by pressing buttons, things will happen. Just like mm-hmm. press triangle like four times, you have a super. Like, you just comboed in your super.
Yeah.
Square, square, square. You know, get a little combo there. But it's a really good game to start off with if you're interested in fighting games. In my opinion, it's really fun.
Super yeah. fun. We could legit have a podcast on this game alone because of all of the probably stuff good. We've talked about just yeah. amongst ourselves. But this game is really, really good. I've been playing it since launch. We both been playing it since launch. We have video. Hey, since we're talking about it, we have videos on the channel of us playing, of me playing this game as of right now. We'll probably get a fistica. Mm-hmm. A game of me and Antonio playing sometime soon. But I have some online matches of the game if you want to see the game for yourself and me commentate over it. But it's just a good time, man. It's literally what you see on the show. You can literally do it from a press of a button, and it's awesome. While we're here, before we stop talking about it, tell me your team, Antonio.
Or some of your God. Teams. Okay.
As of right now, these are tentative.
As of right now, this is keep switching up because I'm trying to get like the right person right there at the end. Adult Gohan, Trunks, and right now it's Kid Buu as my mm-hmm. third. The anchor. Order is still like as my anchor, but the order still is like getting mixed up as we speak. Or I might run those two and maybe Gotenks or Super Saiyan Vegeta. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it all out, but that's who I'm looking at right now. They're definitely a fun team to play as, like, for what I've been figuring out in training mode. So hopefully I can play some matches around here at school, you know, get them out there and see what I can do. But they've been cool so far. Okay. How about you, Regard?
My team is ever-changing, but who is rock solid always on the team most of the time is Android 16. And it's great because me and Antonio started this game at launch, so we had no bias on who would be top tier or not. So my original team as of maybe the beginning of the game was Hit, Goku Black, and Android 16. And it's interchangeable. I have a decent TN, which I'll interchange with Hit, or Super Saiyan Vegeta. But as of right now, I went back to Gohan, Adult Gohan, because I was using him in the beta a lot. And I was just... So Adult Gohan, Goku Black, and 16, and I wouldn't want to see me out there, honestly, guys. I wouldn't want to see me out there at all.
Oh, my God.
I'm currently 20-0 in ranked matches, so it's dog, this game is so fun. But, yeah, it's just a good time. That's my team right now. I have a decent Tien, Super Saiyan Goku and Vegeta. I'm pretty all over on the cast. Trunks, I mean, I don't like Trunks. Mm. I want him to be better. I love Trunks, but I want him to be better. I have a decent Frieza as well. So, I mean, Antonio has decent characters too. We're all over the place. We've had so much time with the game. But those are our set teams that you'll probably see us online with.
Yeah.
But go get that game. Go support it.
Definitely. Arc yes, system go get that game. Give them more money.
Arc System is worth your money. They will support your game. And they're doing it.
We won't like stop until Yusuke is in the game.
We won't stop. That's true. Guest character Yusuke season 3. Book it right here. Bro, 2020. When we got Yusuke on point, over.
We got Yusuke as president, dude. 2020.
I'm telling you.
If Yusuke is in Dragon Ball FighterZ, he will be president in 2020.
if Yusuke, I'll say it right now, if Yusuke is in the game by 2020, I'll give away a copy. Yeah. We need everybody playing that. But yeah, awesome game. Highly recommend it. Even if you're not into fighting games, like, it's awesome. PlayStation Plus.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll give it.
Yeah.
So PlayStation Plus is the online service for Sony. And if you have PlayStation Plus, you can get 2 free games every month. usually they're kind of throwaway. One time one of them's good, the other one's okay. But Sony decided to throw a banger in the month of March. And the two free games for PS4 this month are Bloodborne and Ratchet & Clank. And all there really is to say is, go play Bloodborne. Just go play it. It's really good.
Go lose. Go die.
You know what? If you feel like your character is lacking in learning how to lose, go play Bloodborne, and I assure you, you will come out of that a better person. Because you're going to learn how to lose. And they don't care. They really don't care. Bloodborne is a really good game. Highly recommend it. It's really surprising they're giving it away for free. But since they are, if you have PlayStation Plus, go get it. Get PlayStation Plus for this game. It's that worth it. And Ratchet & Clank 2. Ratchet & Clank is awesome. I don't really have much to say about that. I played through all three of the games and a couple of the other ones. But Bloodborne, Ratchet & Clank, really good lineup for PlayStation Plus this year. And with that being said, Sony also made an announcement that they're going to take away PS3 and Vita games in 2019. So that's kind of the takeaway from this banger of a month. There has to be some sad news, but yeah. I think that's very interesting because they're not changing. They're not. Me and Antonio were talking about this. They're not giving you anything else. They're literally just taking away PS3 and Vita games and then not replacing them with any other free things. So, with as much of PS4 fanboys we are, PlayStation fanboys in general, they're kind of lacking in the online department because I'm not going to flex. Xbox Live is it's pretty good as this online infrastructure. So, yeah. But you have anything to say about that?
I mean, it's sad because, I love my PS4, but my PS3 is like been my everything still since I got my PS4. So this kind of is like really showing that the end of the PlayStation 3 cycle is like really coming to an end, and then PS4, then whatever future PlayStation has past the 4 is like coming up, which is cool. So you're seeing that change, but it's just like PS3 definitely had some great times on the PS3. And I mean, I had a Vita at one point, so.
If you got a Vita out there and don't want it, I need it for Persona. So, there's that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Vita died. They killed Vita. Even though the games are still releasing for that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
There needs to be a website to see if the Vita's dead or not. Like the DMX jail one.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to know if it's alive. But yeah, so Sony's mixing it up, which is very interesting, very, very interesting. Moving on. All right, the gaming sensation that is Fortnite is real. Me and Antonio are lucky to have know our limits with addiction, and I play it, but not as much as some people. That game is everywhere, and if you haven't seen it, then where have you been? But that game is definitely there. It's crazy. Like, this is the turnaround on how fast this game got popped. It was literally winter break. December was the month where it was just like, boom, everyone is playing this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I noticed a lot of YouTubers were playing it, like, during, like, the holidays of, like, Thanksgiving and stuff like that. But if a majority of the people who play games don't have time to play it, then it's not going to get that big. But I swear to you, winter break happened, every single human being on the planet is playing Fortnite. It's ridiculous. If you don't know what Fortnite is, it's a 100-player battle royale game where you're dropped into a map and you just have to be the last person standing out of 100 people. And it's I'm seeing it taking over a friend's life right now. It's quite addicting. I play it pretty casually. I won my first couple games a couple days ago, so there's that. Mm-hmm. But Humble it's there. Back. It's insane how big this game is right now. But it's also a testament to the developers as well, Epic Games. They've updated the game every week since maybe December or something, which is insane for a gaming company because updates usually don't come that close at all. So it's just crazy that that's happening. But hey, they're working. And so are the people who are playing that game because every person that plays this game is a tryhard. And very not fun if you're casual, as I've tweeted many times about. But go ahead, Antonio.
Oh, nothing. I was just looking at Epic Games' list of games that they've developed. They also worked on Gears of War, and
yeah, that's what their name. That's yeah.
And no, it's not Gears of War. But yeah, I have not invested any time into the Fortnite. I have seen some YouTubers play it, and it's very funny to watch. Just like I find it entertaining to watch, at least. Yeah. Like I mean,
watch our Fortnite videos.
Yeah. We're very entertaining people, so you guys should definitely watch our Fortnite videos. It's lit. But, you know, if people are trying to be entertaining, the game could be entertaining to watch. And, I've been seeing it consume people's lives. Like, one of my roommates is getting addicted to it, and one of them just downloaded it on the PC, and he wants to download it on my PS4. So, if you ever see, Vasco running around and he's dying, that's not me. That is someone else.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's I'm glad that, you know, there's some game tying like literally everyone together right now. That's always good to see.
Yeah. Yeah, regardless, like, even though, like, yeah, it's really cool to see gaming being the forefront of like a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know, it's really cool cuz I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. So I'm playing it with like a friend of mine. And there's just this dude from Australia in the party, and like now we run with him consistently, and he's from Australia, has the accent, everything, talks differently, and it's just cool like how there's a commonality, like just a community there. It's just like we want to play the game, even if it gets serious where people are mad they're dying or something like that. It's just cool that gaming can like bring people together like that. I think that's pretty cool. But everybody's playing. I've seen Chance play it. Chance got a dub. Chance and Reese, them, they think they call. Yeah, everybody. What I saw Metro Boomin, he got his first win too, and like his photographer was like, "What else am I supposed to take a picture of? Him rapping? No, we gotta take a picture of his Fortnite victory." So everybody's playing it. It's awesome to see. Cool, really cool.
Yeah,
and it's free.
That's also a key note. Yeah, it's a very free game.
If this wasn't free, was not free at a point, and no one bought it. But as soon as it went free.
Can you buy loot boxes in that game?
No,
you can't.
You can buy coins, but that's not, you literally, when you buy the coin, you get what you want. So
oh, okay.
It's not the same.
Oh, okay. That's better. That's a lot. That's like 1,000 times better than loot boxes.
Way better.
Loot boxes. They're dumb.
Yes. Loot boxes are a form of addiction that you should get your child away from.
Yeah. And I can't wait for the Dragon Ball FighterZ loot boxes to start being sold.
Oh yeah,
because like if you go,
bro, I pay like $10 for a capsule,
dude.
A real one in real life.
Because I saw because when you go over to a little section to get your like little, they have capsules that like give you more. I'm sure characters like different colors, you know, different avatars to walk around with in the game.
Yeah.
For the people who don't know.
Yeah.
When you go over there, you can go to the PlayStation Store directly, and currently they don't have anything you can buy besides like some DLC stuff. But you know, soon, if they really want to start getting a little bit more money busting, they can start selling loot boxes.
I don't think they're gonna do it. I think they're getting some good bread right now.
We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
That's for.
We'll see if Arxis EA will come out the wet work.
Yeah.
Of Arxis.
Oh, dog.
Yeah.
But that's Fortnite, you know.
Yeah, Fortnite's pretty cool. If you just need a game, a free game that you want to play with your friends, very highly recommend it. Mm-hmm. It's a good time. Well, going to the other side of the spectrum, you want to know what else is otherworldly and not and more than it seems?
Disney anime.
Here at Double Dash, yep, we love Kingdom Hearts. If you've never heard of Kingdom Hearts, I'm sorry. But now's the time, because I've told you to go and explore a world that you never thought would exist, but now that you found it, you never want to leave it. Kingdom Hearts 3 had a trailer release recently at some Japanese convention. There's not much to say other than it said at the end of the trailer, it's coming out this year. If you guys don't know, as we're talking about right now, Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out this year, hopefully. Kingdom Hearts 2 was released in 2005. And you know what year it is right now.
It's 2018.
Okay. So we've been waiting for a minute.
Well, you can't disregard all the fantastic side games such as Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories and, you know, Kingdom Hearts Recoded.
Someone will spite you for that comment, so I don't have to. So, but yeah, there's a lot of like little side story games out there, but for a mainline number game, it's been a while. Jeez, it's been a while. But it looks really good. And to give you a basic overview of what Kingdom Hearts is, Kingdom Hearts is Square Enix, or Square, as they used to be formerly known as, who make Final Fantasy games. They teamed up with Disney a long time ago in 2000. And so now they have a game that has a world that has Final Fantasy characters and Disney characters, and then some original characters from Square. And what they make is a game and a world that is intermixing of both, and it's about all qualities of friendship and all this stuff. I don't know how to describe it well. I mean, Antonio probably can, but like, I almost cried at the end of Kingdom Hearts 2. And the ending's not even sad. So if that gives you any implication on how like good the story is, it's good.
Yeah.
Go play Kingdom
Hearts. All about, you know, you and your friends and friendship and different kinds of friends and all these friends, and some friends are even inside of you, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Everywhere, and you know, you can be friends with these characters from other worlds, because you know, differences don't matter. You can be friends. Kingdom Hearts.
No, and we're not, he's not exaggerating. This is why I'm not making fun of him. This is literally
the literally plot. Everyone is friends except for the darkness. As long as you're not, don't have anything to do with the darkness. You're pretty cool.
You're okay.
And you know, some people, you know, and even you might even be able to do something in the darkness that makes you have friends or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Jesus, we're if you know, you know, because we're really just giving away the plot. Oh, it's so funny.
Play Kingdom Hearts.
But yeah, even if you're like interested in Disney games, the cool thing about Kingdom Hearts, they show you the after effect of a lot of Disney movies that you like. So I think Lion King is post-Lion King, right? Post-Lion King 1, right?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of Disney. If you're like interested to see like, because you like, we like when movies end or when our favorite Disney movies end. But a lot of the worlds in the game, you enter the world post-movie. So it's really cool to see characters interact after like the evil is defeated or someone becomes king, you know what I'm saying? So that's always really, really cool to see. I enjoy that a lot. Like, even in the second one, there's a Mulan world. And, like, I love Mulan. And they really do that world justice. So even if you're interested in stuff like that, it's a good game to observe and get a good story out of.
Yeah, but sure. But
3 looked really good. The summons and all that, all of it just looked good. Monsters, Inc. is confirmed.
Man, yeah.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, I can't wait till for the next Atlantica world.
No, she was a summon, so that means there's not a world.
Oh, wait, oh.
That was awful. Oh, wait,
yeah, you might be right. No, nope, that's not true. That's not true, because in Agrabah, you get Genie. Mm-hmm, yeah.
But no, now we have we're less likely to get Atlantica if she's a summon, though. So we can at least know that it's not 100%.
Man, everyone loves Atlantica.
That was terrible. That was a rough time. No one loves Atlantica. But yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3 got a trailer. Still says it's coming out this year. So fingers crossed, everybody. Yep.
Pray to your gods.
Yeah.
No.
Don't buy Metal Gear Survive.
I was going to say, let's talk about a game you guys shouldn't get.
Yeah. Don't buy it. After Konami, game company that slandered my man Kojima, Hideo Kojima. They use his story, his character, his name, his creative genius to make a game that isn't even a part of a series. And then on top of that, Metal Gear Survive, you get 2 save files for that game. if you want a third one, you better cough up $10 for a save file.
It's just $10, man. What are you talking about?
For a save file. Imagine you have like a PS4 and you bought like what? Like a 2 terabyte hard drive, right? So you're like, I can save everything under here. And then the game's like, nope. You want to save some more? Give me $10. Konami, stop. Just stop. Just stop.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it did just overtake DBZ Fighters though over the online market, so that's sad. But I don't know. If you want to play good Metal Gear, play 1 through 5, and then don't play Survive.
To be completely honest, even scam, when I first saw the trailer for Survive, I didn't think it looked good. I really was not interested in it at all. And
there's nothing interesting about it.
And I'm not going to buy the game. So, you know, don't buy Metal Gear Survive. That's what we're basically telling you. We just lost our Konami sponsor, by the way. Yeah, man, we just lost them. Now we can only play good games.
Man. Yeah. But yeah, that's if you're new to the gaming world, as we'll be discussing in the next all podcast, these companies should not be charging you for things that should be in games, like save files or aspects of the game like loot boxes, all this. Don't fall into it. Like the mess that was Star Wars Battlefront. Yeah, you know what? You know why that game is collapsing under its teeth? Because no, I'm not gonna play that game for 200 hours just to get Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. You know. So if you feel like if you're noticing this is a scam, don't support it, because that's the only thing that changes these game companies' mind is money. And if you're taking that money away from them by not buying stuff, hey, they'll be all right. So,
yeah. So Overwatch, you guys might have heard of Overwatch, and if you haven't, it's basically it could be a first person, or some people play in third person. But if you play in third person, what's wrong with you? You should be playing in first person. Basically, you choose a hero. They have different abilities, yada yada yada. Shoot, work as a team, win. That's the game. So Overwatch just announced. Yeah, that's it. Yep. Overwatch just announced a new hero. It's not Bridget. It's Brigitte or something like that. It's not Bridget though.
Isn't it someone's daughter?
No. So basically, her story is that she worked for Reinhardt. You know, big guy, big hammer, big shield. She was like basically like the mechanic who helped him out and tried to heal him. And now we have a new healer in the game, or a support role. And yeah, she's in it. And yeah, looks cool.
Yeah, it's very interesting that they put another support character in there, where there's two categories that are lacking in characters. So it's interesting that they keep pouring into that archetype. But it's still cool. She's still cool. So I'm excited.
Yeah, and apparently, I'm just looking at this now. So, for people in the know, there's this other game called Paladins, which is basically Overwatch. Oh. And apparently, there's already a character who's kind of like her, who's been in the that game. And you know what? Hold on. I think Paladins might have, you know, been there first, too. You know, it's fine. They steal from each other. That, you know, what's it called? Mimicking is the best example of flattery or something. I don't know. Some shit like that. But it's cool. Overwatch is fun. She'd probably be fun. She has a smaller shield, but she can, like, help heal and stuff. And, you know, we need more. Actually, I feel like they add more support characters just because people don't like playing support, because people can be assholes sometimes. So the more interesting supports they make, the higher chance there is of people actually wanting to play that kind of character. So,
I got you.
Yeah, seems cool. Hope she's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
That's that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Ending with the passion of our lives, music. What's been going on, music? Past couple, whatever.
Man, I got a feeling.
Well, Yeah, between now and last podcast, we found our boys.
Man, I always cry when I feel it.
In Texas.
I always cry when I feel it, man. I
found our boys in Texas, and they flew to Los Angeles. Our boys are Brockhampton. Brockhampton's
Call your
a
mama.
Music collective. Boy band, excuse me. And
there you go.
They're just awesome. They're awesome. I don't know what else to say. They had a... Between now and last podcast, they had a trilogy out. They had three albums come out.
Yep.
Saturation 1 through 3. And other than go listen to them. They're amazing. They're all cool. They're really... I love how they not only make music that you want to listen to, but also they have good viewpoints and really are trying to just bring everybody together. It's a group of 14. There's 14 of them. So they all have varying talents, and it's very it's shown in the music. I love Bleach. Bleach, Summer. I'm not doing them justice, but Bleach, Summer, Face, Gold, Star, Queer,
Alaska.
Alaska. Sister.
Stains. Rental.
Very good by them, but you should definitely just go listen to the albums. Get back to us when you love them like we do. But they're awesome. I'm wearing a Brockhampton shirt right now, so can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stop, won't stop. Mm-hmm. They're our boys. What else is there to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, they're just great. It's hard. It's like, can't really say much more. It's just they're great, and people should be listening to them.
You saw them live. Talk about that.
I've seen them. I saw them live. I've seen them live twice. I saw them at Camp Fogna, and then I saw them live when it came to good old C-Town. And it's just an amazing experience just to see them live, just because, like, the level of emotions they can bring out of a crowd is just really good, and people will go crazy when they play Heat. People will go crazy. It's so hard to explain. It's just like they always provide some kind of like of a welcoming
vibe,
aura to them.
Yeah.
So like when you go to an event, you know, it's around Brockhampton, it's like it feels good. It feels like you're welcome there and feel included in like amongst the crowd and with that group. And it's just a amazing experience, and they are amazing people.
Yeah, go listen to Brockhampton.
Team effort 2018.
Definitely. Out here.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Moving on. Hey, shout out Valley. He just got signed to Good Music a couple weeks ago. And his EP, Good Job You Found Me, just came out through Good Music, executively produced by Mr. Kanye West. He's a Chicago rapper that's getting up there. He was on Chance's Christmas tape, and then he has a bunch of good songs out. Just himself. I like Miami, and I got Whatever. But he's a good rapper. Get in on that right now. His EP just came out. Good Job You'll Find Me. Good Job You Found Me.
Mm.
So that's pretty good. Keeping it on a Chicago note, because we love Chicago here. Herb got out of jail. Free Herb. Oh, yeah. He been freed. Let's get it. Gang in this bitch. Freed. You know how we rocking all that shit. But I'm glad he got free,
because
that's just, it was just fool. It was just fool. That's all I have to say. He stayed in there longer than he should have, but it was whatever. Very fool. Keeping it on
he's out now.
And keeping it on a Chicago note before we end the podcast later on. Rest in peace, Fredo Santana. That's just sad.
Yep.
I liked Fredo. He was cool. He had a song with Childish Gambino that I heard a while ago. I was like, wow, those two. And he was just with Chief all the time. He's a cool dude. He got out of his situation, and it's just really sad that he had to go. He left behind a baby and his lady. But rest in peace to Fredo. Just rest in peace, Fredo. He's great. He has some great tweets. He used to help a lot of people, which is cool. He was trying to get. And the sad thing was, he was trying to get better. But you know, sometimes things are too far gone. But rest in peace to Fredo.
Yeah.
And with that, Ray Shrimmer is releasing a triple album. And honestly, announcement, when I heard that, very concerning.
Wait, a what?
A triple album.
So you mean like
listen,
okay.
Listen. So
okay.
They have a what's coming out? I believe on the same day too, because it seems like the same day. Ray Shremmerd album, Swae Lee's album, and Slim Jimmy's album, triple album, coming out the same day. And a couple days ago, they released their singles for their own. They released a Ray Shremmerd album single a couple weeks ago. It's called Teed Up, I believe. And then a couple days ago, recently, Slim Jimmy and Swae Lee released a single for their individual albums. And they're honestly good. Like, they're good singles.
Individually. Both of them.
Yes. Both individually. Of them? Yes.
That's good. That's great to hear. That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
So now, going from a triple album from you guys, why? To, okay, I'm ready to hear Swaycation, or whatever Sway is going to call it.
They're good. A triple album.
So
it's like the Love Below and Speaker Box plus one more.
Plus one more. And it's all under, even though they're, I think it's the same. I'm not going to say I know every contract situation or business thing, but with Speaker Box and Love Below, since they're double albums, they're equal to album sales. When I looked at the, when you go on Spotify or Apple Music for their singles, Swae Lee and Slim Jimmy, it still says featuring Ray Shremmerd. So I believe it's all one package still. So they all go towards the same goal. So if they're good.
Yeah. That's a lot of songs though.
It is. But if it's good, the thing is, if you just like Sway's album, it's still gonna go towards Ray Shremmerd as a whole. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah, so
that's a lot of songs, potentially.
But they're pretty good with numbers. What's okay. Shrimp Life 1 was 9 songs, I believe. So it's gonna be a lot. It's just gonna be a lot regardless. But
yeah.
After their singles dropped, I'm pretty eager to hear what they have coming for us.
I've listened to them. I listened to, I think, Shrimp Life 1 and 2, and I enjoyed both of them. No, 1 yeah, for they, sure. I don't know about 2. But I think
you
it, like
about?
I think
you like 2. Two had Black Beatles.
Maybe I really did like two.
Yeah. So
okay,
but that's a good thing about Ray Shremmerd. Yeah, that's a good thing about Ray Shremmerd, though. They know how to space their music really well.
Because
when you think of Shrimp Life 1 and 2, you can think about distinctive times in your life, rather than like it being meshed together. So they haven't announced it. I don't think they announced a date for the albums, but it's coming.
Okay.
Cool. Moving on, Raven Lane, she dropped an EP called Crush, and it's executively produced by Steve Lacy, our boy from the internet, our chosen son. Steve Lacy produced all the songs and is featured on 2 of the songs. It's a 5-song EP. If you don't know who Raven Lane is, she's a Chicago artist, a part of Zero Fatigue, which is a group that consists of Raven Lane, Barry Allen, Barry Allen, J2, Smino, and Jean Du. It's spelled really weird, but I think it's Jean Du, but I'm probably saying that super wrong. But Zero Fatigue, but Raven Lane dropped an EP called Crush. It's really good. My favorite song from there is Computer Love. It's only 5 songs, so I would give that a listen. It's good, really good. And we know, me and Antonio know Steve Lacy's track record. So if he's on it, then it's good. It's sonically, it's good. So
yeah, and I've heard some songs from Raven Lane before, and she hasn't disappointed me yet from what I've heard. So I haven't listened to Crush yet, but I'll give it a thumbs up just from what I've heard.
And if you're listening to this right now, she's also going on tour. So if you want to go get some tickets, they're like a dub. So like, if you can go, if you in a city, go. Because the tickets are a dub, and you're going to be seeing an amazing singer. So, highly recommend her. I like the EP, and I hope she continues to make good music. Another release that, well, honestly, right now, we're just going to be talking about releases that we listen to and we can speak on. So another person I listened to was Pero Giovanni's album, Big Boss in Volume 2, with Cardo, Guy Wangs, or just Cardo. It was good. My favorite song is right now is 5 and 6's, but you should go listen to that as well. Cardo, I mean, Pero just signed the Def Jam, so I'm happy for him, because I remember listening to Big Sean's album, the third one, Hall of Fame, and even though that album was what it was, Payroll's on a song with Jeezy and Big Sean, and I was like, I like this dude Payroll, but then I never heard from him again, and then I found Big Boston 2, Big Boston Volume 1 last year, and I was like, this dude, yeah, this is the guy, he's pretty good. He's like, you listen to Payroll, you're like, this is the most motivational thing ever, because he really came out the gutter. He was out here doing what he was doing, but he made a better life for himself. But yeah, Big Boston Volume 2, it's really good, and I would highly recommend it if you're looking for that. Cardo, producer, he's good. He's on everything you think you've heard, he is on. He's on Kendrick's album, Jay-Z, he's just everywhere. He's a good producer, so they wouldn't be doing something together if he wasn't good, so it's good. Talk about our boys, Antonio. Talk about them.
Okay. You know a little bit more, so you kind of... got introduced to Paramedic.
From the Black Panther soundtrack.
Yeah. So... Is it SOB or RB?
Yeah, it is. It's SOB.
So, SOB,
SOB, RB...
Yeah. So
straight out of Oakland. Haven't... Shout out my nigga Tweez from Twitter. Funny as hell.
Like I said, I haven't listened to too much by them, but they dropped Gangin', right?
Yes.
And I haven't heard something of it. You talk about it for a bit. I'm just gonna say that from what I've heard from these dudes, pretty fire. Yes. Like scary fire. and the boy, I mean, they're all great, but the boy's voice is it's really goddamn.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude. Listen to Paramedic, and I think it's the third verse, right?
The third verse.
The third verse. Hear how hard this man hits a track. I might splice it in right here. I might honestly splice it in right here, just to let y'all know how hard he comes down on the track. Cause that's that's a hard start song.
Boy. California nigga and I'm heavy in these streets. If you don't keep a pole, how you ready when it's beat? Little nigga think he cut, yeah, I bet the nigga freeze. If that nigga want me dead, I can't let the nigga breathe. When we gone, send a shot like the real kind. These niggas acting like they tough when they real kind. Thumbing through 100 racks just to kill time. They got a nigga at the ends, but I feel fine.
You listen to it, so regard.
So I started listening to them last year. They had a good song. They actually released early last year too. They released their first album together. It was under their name, and they had a song called Anti that was relatively big. Also,
it's really good. What?
Anti?
Anti is really good.
It's man, I'm telling you. I told you. I heard Anti last year, and I heard their whole thing. I was like, yeah, this is fire. Their production is pretty cool, and they have very distinct voices. Which is very, very cool for a group, because like, as you listen to them more and more, you can tell who is who. And Anti is so fire. And then, so they were doing. They're from Oakland, California. If you guys don't know, and they're pretty locally based, and they're not too big right now, but they're getting bigger because of the Black Panther. And now they just off of the Black Panther hype, they just released their new album, so they're picking up steam. But. So I listen to Gang, and Gang is pretty decent. The song I like from there right now is On Me and Carpooling. But you'll find a song on there that can just get you going. Because I'm telling you, man, when you listen to Paramedic, really just make you want to go.
Oh, man.
Like, the thing with SOBRB is, like, when you find their song, a song that you like by them, you just want to go. Like, there's just something about that, like, their voices and they're like, how hard they're rapping. You just want to go. Like, He's gonna splice in that verse. But if you just want to go and move, go hard, dog. Like they're really energetic. You can feel it from their from how they rap. But yeah, I like On Me. Listen, Anti is their very big hit that I believe everyone should listen to, because that can just get the party jumping. Or if you just trying to 350 easy boost, nigga, these ain't Roshis. Like, come on now, what kind of flex are you trying to get on? I'm trying to say that sometime in the future. You feel me? So
yeah.
So they're pretty dope, based out of Oakland. Bringing it all together with the Black Panther. Shout out Ryan Coogler for putting it down for his whole hometown. He's from Oakland.
Shout out to Ryan Coogler.
Yeah, just in general. But yeah, he's from Oakland. He put Oakland artists on the album, and the movie is related some way to Oakland. So it's just super cool. Mm-hmm. What he's doing with them. And yeah, shout out Ryan Coogler. Shout out Black people. One time, word to Vince Staples. Shout out Black people.
No, all the time, man.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
We love Black people. Because we are Black.
Yes.
but yeah, definitely check those guys out. These are Bregard recommendations. So if Antonio can count on them, and my friends can count on them, then you can count on me. So definitely hit them up. Ending this note, I'm going to talk about Culture 2. And man, Culture 2 is long. From the Migos.
Yes, I'm gonna say the thing about Ray Sherman, but you know they're decent, so they know how to handle that stuff. But yeah. 24 songs. 24 songs. have you listened to all of Culture
2?
No. Neither have I. You wanna know why?
There's so many songs.
Because there's 24 fucking songs.
Let me look. But I mean, from what I like, Walk It Like I Talk It, regardless of how good or bad is gonna be, Drake is on it, so yeah. But Stir Fry is the song.
Stir Fry.
Stir Fry is a song that's good. Mm-hmm. It's one of their better songs too. Like I loved the sing because it was a single, and I was like, "This is hot." But Stir Fry is good. And Walk It Like I Talk It. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they did like that little animoji thing for that song.
Yeah, that made that song go plat plat so fast. Not even platinum, but it's going out there now. So it's Superstars, Narcos, and Made Men.
Did you like Motorsport?
Yeah, Motorsport's cool. It Motorsport be getting the party going crazy. I'm not gonna flex. I've been to a couple parties, play Motorsport. It be going so. Yeah, I mean, if it was 13 songs, whew, it could have been something.
Yeah.
But I'll finish listening to it. It would
have been perfect.
We'll finish it. We'll finish it and have a better opinion on it. But I don't know. We like the Migos, though. We've been liking the Migos for a while, though. So this ain't going to stop.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop. They still going to be making money. KD's still going to give Quavo his jersey at the end of the game without asking. And that was super weird. But shoot, if you got it like that, man, I want a jersey. Shoot. But other than that, anything else, Antonio? What are you up to for the rest of the? What are you up to?
Man, what am I up to? Nothing much, man. I might actually play Bloodborne. I might actually try that out because I've never played it before. Not playing. No, stop. Shoot, but I don't know, man. I'm just trying to you know go to school.
Yeah,
get this money. That's all it is right now, man.
Get these subscribers.
You got to get these subscribers. You know,
you get that
trying
camera.
To create the best content possible for them.
For you guys
on the watching YouTube, yeah, for y'all, for all y'all. We love y'all.
I like that lucky song. It's for you. That's for you. I for all of y'all. All that juice. What is new? I need water, dog. No. I need all that.
What else? Still on a journey to listen to more music. Found some a couple new people.
Shout out to them people. Mad Ethnic.
Yes. Yeah, shout out to them people. Yeah. Shout out to the people.
Giving you the best recommendations possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speak on it, bro.
I don't
not yet.
Bregard has really good recommendations, but I don't know. She, I don't know if she let the world know yet, though, man.
Not
I don't
yet.
Know.
We're gonna let it cook for a little bit and then present it to you guys.
Let get a little sizzle on it. Let it crisp up a little bit, and then we'll get back to you guys.
Put some saute.
Then you all know. Then you all understand the greatness.
Then you'll be us to your friends.
Nothing too big. Nothing too big. I'm gonna be RA next year. That's gonna
awesome.
That's gonna be an experience. Yeah. I'm gonna be teaching the kids like, hey, this is college. And they're gonna be like, thanks, dude. And I'm gonna be like, yeah, I remember when I was a young, cool cat freshman. I'm old.
Oh my god, old as hell.
Man, I'm awful. But Vergara, what are you up to, man?
Shoot, chilling. Going to school like you. School's terrible, but we're still gonna do it.
Yeah. I gotta finish.
Yeah. We're college students, if you guys didn't know, but. Just going to school, making videos for you guys. Anything other than being channel oriented, am I doing anything? Not much. Just gonna be working on the channel, doing some stuff creatively other than channel work, and hopefully get that to you guys as soon as possible. I don't know. My goal, I'm speaking on this mic right now, is to get as many people listening as possible. So if you're listening to this, and you have the kindness to share it to somebody, it'd mean the world to me, and I'd really appreciate it. Keep sharing, and then I'm gonna just keep putting out the best content I can. And Antonio is gonna do the same. Alana's gonna do the same. Josh is gonna do the same. Theo's gonna do the same, because Double Dash just isn't us. We have a whole gang. We have a whole gang, whole army.
We're worldwide, baby.
Double Dash is the army. Better yet, the Navy. We out here. And we want you to be out here too. So,
yeah, and if there's any content that you got, like you like us to speak upon, or is anything you want us to talk about, just let us know. Again, you can hit us on Twitter. We'll respond to you there and try to implement like as much as you guys want into the channel and into the podcast as possible, because it's all about y'all.
Yep. And I'm sure in the iTunes and SoundCloud description will be our Twitters, but I said my Twitter at the beginning, but it's at BroGod. At BROGAWD _. Yeah. And my name is Bergard on there. And Antonio's is what's yours?
Yeah, so mine is at Vasco Sox. So VASCOSOCKS.
And
I'm there.
Just follow the Double Dash Twitter as well. Double Dash Cade. At Twitter, Double Dash Cade, and not Arcade, because we couldn't get that, of course. But, we're on there too, so feel free to talk to us. We'll respond. Anything to make this as good as possible. And if you made it this far, thank you very much for listening. I like to end the podcast or anything like this. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with me and Antonio, and we genuinely appreciate that. So hopefully we can hear you hear us next episode. We can see you in the comment section of the YouTube, somewhere on Twitter. Thank you for listening. So now I draw a line. Yeah. To live another journey. Peace. 'Cause even though we've been